Hi, and welcome to the Sex Life Podcast. This episode is really special, but it does come with a trigger warning. We do talk about mental health, depression, and suicide. If you need someone to talk to, Lifeline is available in Australia on 131114. And in the show notes, I have linked to a list of global crisis support and other services. Or try talking to a friend, teacher, family member, doctor or religious leader if you feel comfortable. In this episode, I'm talking with Eccles, a sex work client, about his experiences. For a few reasons, we corresponded by writing, and I've used a computer voice to play the speaking role of Eccles. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, Eccles. How would you introduce or describe yourself? And the obvious first question, I think, is why did you start seeing sex workers? What was it like making that decision?
Hi again. We may as well refer to me as Eccles, as that is how I am known on Twitter, and I will probably reference my blog before we finish. I am in my 50s and have been happily married for 29 years and have two adult boys. I live in Canberra and I have been a sex worker client since April 2015. There are some who may have read my blog. This outlines what has been going on in my life for a while now. I have spent many years suffering from anxiety and depression. The end of 2014 and first half of 2015 were particularly hard for me. I had been seeing my psychologist weekly during this period. Many, many things came out during those sessions: eating problems, anxiety problems, and surprisingly a sexual frustration problem. But wait, I am married with a loving wife. Surely I do not have a sexual frustration problem. My wife and I had not been intimate for quite some time. So after the psychologist and I had unpacked my problem, I went home and my wife and I talked about sex and us. It comes down to us having very different sexual appetites. There are things I would like to experience. These are, however, not something that my wife will not contemplate. We have an adult son still living with us. My wife will not entertain the idea of intimacy while there is someone else in the house. Yes, we cuddle and kiss, we have weekends away, but my wife is just not interested. Does that give me the right to seek help elsewhere? Probably not. But I had to do something. There are a couple of songs that hang around in my mind a lot. The first is Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The lyrics of that song that I have in my mind a lot start as follows: I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. To me, that refers to the last time I tried to commit suicide. And these lead on to the other song, In My Secret Life by Leonard Cohen. The particular lyrics I have in mind are: I smile when I'm angry. I cheat and I lie. I do what I have to do to get by. But I know what is wrong, and I know what is right. And I'd die for the truth in my secret life. And I do what I have to do to get by, because I never want to feel like I did that day. I am rambling. If you know me, you know that I can do that.
I don't want to interrupt. I have a song that sits in my head sometimes too, from Gotye, Heart's a Mess. Your heart's a mess, you won't admit to it. It makes no sense, but I'm desperate to connect. You can't live like this. While I was walking around a cemetery waiting for my stepbrother's funeral to start from suicide, a remix of this song by 360 came on, and I felt a lot of him and some of me in it.
So to cut a long story short, I love my wife very much. However, I do not think I will survive if I cannot solve my problems. I came very close to not surviving early in 2015. It was only the intervention of a Twitter friend that stopped me hurting myself. At that time I decided I needed to do something. It was time to think of me for a while. I approached a couple of sex workers via Twitter and email. I will say it right now, regardless of the promise I made to my wife 29 years ago, I am alive toward because of the decision to see sex workers. I have been, and am continuing to be healed, through sessions not only with my psychologist but also through sessions with sex workers. I'm good. I am currently in the best health I have been in for many years, both physically and mentally. It is still a struggle, but it is easier at the moment.
Just a side note here, Eccles and I both had goosebumps and misty eyes here, and we both checked in and we're both fine. To me, it sounds like there's no question about your love, devotion, and commitment to your wife. Does seeing sex workers cause you any conflict, or do you feel like they're different types of connections? And another question, which maybe should have come before that one, is that sex workers have helped heal you. Do you feel it's an emotional need or a physical one that's being met? Or have they given you the energy and space to heal yourself? I'm sorry if these questions seem clumsy, but I'm just in awe of what you've said so far.
Not clumsy at all. It feels like a chat over a drink. Let's take that second question first then. For me, it started with a physical healing but has certainly led on to emotional healing as well. I am a firm believer that we need physical contact to feel well. The chemicals that are released into our brains and bodies during physical contact, even hugging, bring such a feeling of well-being.
Science would back you up on that. I've included some links to good and peer-reviewed research in the show notes for anyone who's interested in reading more about the importance of touch.
The only conflict I have is when I lie to my wife about what I am doing the times I go out. The connection I have with sex workers, and yes, I do feel a connection with most sex workers I have seen, is very different to the connection I have with my wife. It's really hard to describe. One part of the connection that has just come to mind is that there will be a time when the sex workers I see regularly may retire and then that relationship will cease. If you want to take it at its most basic, the relationship that a client has with a sex worker is a business transaction, and if you don't keep that in mind, then things will get complicated and possibly nasty. Yes, I think sex workers and clients can form friendships, but this is a different friendship to what you have with the friends in your everyday life. A very wise sex worker kindly corrected me one day on Twitter when I made a comment about not being able to meet them because they are in a different part of Australia to me. Nut, I said, I can still offer you friendship. She replied that all she could offer was a business relationship. Did that make sense?
So much sense. I totally agree. For me, the relationship only exists in the time and space bubble that is a booking. And I always think a sex worker could never offer the type of connection a long-term partner could.
There you go. That is a great way to say it.
I was wondering, how would you describe your mood after seeing a sex worker, and how does it make you feel when sex work clients are described in the media? Also, if you have anything that you feel is misconceived about being a sex work client, feel free to say your piece.
Had an interesting chat with a girlfriend who has just got back to work after maternity leave. It is coming up to her 7th wedding anniversary, so I made a comment about 7-year itch. It was interesting where the conversation went after that. Let's call my friend Jane to protect her innocence. Jane said she wouldn't have time for an affair. I said it didn't have to be an affair. She could book a sex worker. Ah, said Jane, that would keep all the emotions out of it. It would just be about sex then, wouldn't it? So, there I was trying to figure out how to tell Jane about sex workers without letting out that I am a client. I wanted to tell her that she could meet with a sex worker and that it doesn't have to be just about sex. or if she didn't want there to be an emotional connection, then that would be okay as well. But I couldn't tell her without spilling the beans, and I didn't want that to happen. Why? I have been married for 29 years and I honestly do not know how my wife would react if she found out I am a sex worker client.
It's quite the pickle, isn't it? You think your wife might like having you be a happier person? Or is the breach in trust too much?
She enjoys me being happier, but I think the breach in trust would be too much for her. We have both been Christians for more than 30 years. However, I am no longer a Christian while my wife still is. According to the Christian faith, I am not just a sex worker client but also an adulterer.
I understand. The adulterer label is a nasty one.
Back to your questions. Usually I feel ecstatic for days and sometimes weeks after seeing a sex worker. I have a girlfriend, my best friend, who knows about my secret life. She can always tell when I have seen a sex worker. I do not like the way sex work clients are portrayed in the media. And coming from a recent Christian background, what I thought of sex work clients didn't help me at all. I think they are portrayed as the seedy underside of the community. I also think that the media only targets male sex work clients, both hetero and gay clients. Look at me, I said they when I should have said us. What does that tell you about my thinking still?
Oh, that's interesting, but I'd say you said they, not us, because you feel like you don't fit in with the stereotype.
Regardless of how they portray SW clients, the way sex workers are portrayed is unforgivable.
Oh, wow. I'm fascinated that you say you feel ecstatic for so long afterwards. I don't think I have a direct question about it, but it is rather wonderful. I mean, I often have clients say I should be able to bulk bill or get a refund from private health insurance, but I had no idea that the benefit, good feeling, was so extensive. While I've been putting together our words and I've noticed a theme come up, we talk about sexual frustration and that seeing a sex worker is sex without the complications, but we also talk about the needing physical contact to feel well and sexual healing and the emotional high that takes ages to wear off. So even while sex work is a business transaction and uncomplicated sex, there's also a strong non-sexual element that comes with it too. Do you agree? It's like we are saying business like sex has amazing emotional impact. Or is it that sex workers you see give you sex? Yes. But also all the things that go along with it. More like a business like date? Or maybe an intimacy business arrangement is a better description.
There is not always non-sexual elements when meeting a sex worker. I have seen sex workers where there was no connection. And also no healing. To be frank, the sex isn't as good either when there isn't a connection. I feel really flat after meeting someone where there is no connection. I do not only see escorts, but I also see erotic massage sex workers as well. And it is the same there. To make it worthwhile for me, there needs to be a connection. So maybe it's not sexual frustration we are talking about. Maybe it's more an intimacy frustration. So your description of intimacy business arrangement is way more accurate.
So interesting. I think the business aspect comes into the worker's boundaries and the connection only existing within the booking time and space. And it's nice to recognize that massage can bring the same emotional benefits as full service. The connection aspect is hard to define and hard to predict, don't you think? Or do you look for something when contacting a sex worker that reduces the unknown factor?
The connection aspect is very hard to predict. I do a fair bit of research before contacting a sex worker, both for her benefit and mine. I like to chat with her through Twitter, text, phone call. I try to find out if there will be a connection or not. It doesn't always work though. Do you know one of the best ways I have found for finding someone I would have a connection with? I ask a sex worker who I already have a connection with if she can recommend someone. Is that a bad thing to do? I hope not.
Recommendations are great, not a bad thing at all.
I'm glad to hear that.
I just thought of something. Do you have any ideas or tips or comments for sex workers who have clients suffering from depression?
I can only speak for myself, as everyone's depression manifests in a different way. The reason I approached one particular sex worker who I still see whenever I can is a particular phrase she used in the description of her services: slow and unrushed. At the stage I was at in my depression, I definitely needed slow and unrushed. We spent more than an hour just talking and getting to know each other. And because I am very, very social phobic, there was no way I was going to initiate any intimacy. The one thing I think is common with people with depression is the very low self-esteem, even worthlessness, that they feel. I know I feel that when I am having a bad day. The thoughts I have can be very dark when I am wondering what use I am to anyone. So, initially, it should be noted that it may have taken an incredible amount of courage to contact a sex worker. The client may be conflicted about whether they are doing the right thing or not. Secondly, the client will need to feel they trust the sex worker. Things will be said during their time together, and they will need to know that everything said is confidential, unless they give their permission. Finally, the sexual intimacy may not be what the client is seeking. It is amazing how lonely someone can be even when surrounded by hundreds of colleagues and friends. Just a hug, especially a naked hug, can do so much good.
I love this. Thank you. Sometimes it's hard to remember that clients' initial approaches are from a place of nervousness or shyness, and they're not trying to be difficult. I want to give a huge thank you to Eccles for giving your time and honesty, and for the very special gift you have given by speaking from your heart. If you want to hear more from Eccles, you can follow him on Twitter at Eccles Tech, or his blog at eccles.wordpress.com. Links will be in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.